1973, Los Angeles, Topaz Morning Walk. April 21, 1973, Los Angeles, Topaz Morning Walk.
Vrindavan, there is a place called Midhuban.
Midhuban?
Midhuban. So, that was a place, still people go to visit. On Bhagwan Das Babaji, he was chanting, and in the middle of his chanting, he made fragments. So, his disciples asked, why did you do like this? Oh, there was a goat entered, maybe one. So I told him that. So, where is that machine? By which he can see, it is not the time, but see the activity of everywhere. But that is possible. Yes.
Or even though he did not see the goat, he knew it was there.
No, he sees. Otherwise, how does he... He sees. Where is that machine? So this... Darwin's theory says that there was no intelligent man of brain. But how these books were written thousands and thousands of years ago, this Vedic Shastra, if there are no intelligent brains, Vyasadeva, like Vyasadeva, before Vyasadeva also, other great sages,
they compile. They have no explanation.
Huh?
They have no explanation. I think it's easier here. They have no explanation for the author of the Vedic literature. They unknown far stages.
Unknown. But the things are there. But from the body brain, that is our question. It may be unknown to you or unknown to me, but the brain work is there. The philosophy is there. And at least the language, the poetic arrangement, the linguistic strength, everything is there. You may not know the person, but you can understand the brain.
I think our brain is increasing, but actually we see it decreasing.
Yes,
we cannot duplicate the...
Not only duplicate, you cannot even understand properly. See? To understand the Vedic philosophy, you have to catch your brain. Just like Bhagavad Gita. Take from Bhagavad Gita. It is accepted as a great book of philosophy all over the world. Now, what from this brain can, apart from accepting Krishna as God, take it, take the language, the philosophy, the thoughts, how great they are. Now, how can you say that people have no hard brain? Within 100 years, everything has grown. All these are cells. What is the Darwin says?
Darwin says, says in the history of the origin, he cannot trace completely.
No, whatever he has traced, what is the history of that tracing history? Tracing age.
So he started that life, started from a primitive, different forms.
No. What is the time of Darwin? Which year he was a professor?
He only started in 1859.
So 100 years ago. So all the brains developed within 100 years. All these aspects came up within 100 years. And before that, there was no other aspect. Just see this. All the scientific improvement, anthropology, everything came within 100 or 200 years.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, that is their idea.
Yes. Before that, there was no brain.
Because they didn't understand his theory.
Because before that, they think that there was no intelligent person.
That I am pointing out. That all intelligent persons during the British Empire, they came out. The whole aim was to defy the Indian civilization.
Called the Age of Enlightenment.
Huh?
After the 15th century, they called the Age of Enlightenment.
So, the British, they wanted to rule over India, and they were advertising, at least in India, that we are making you civilized. Before British rule, the Indians were rude, primitive natives, that's all. That is their problem. The whole propaganda was to make the Indians know that we are giving you life and civilization. Before this, you are not even human beings.
That is it.
So they accept this literature, but they get within 1,000 years, 1,500 years. Even this rascal, Dr. Radhakrishna, he gets Bhagavad Gita within 2,000 years. Whereas I am the first person making propaganda that Bhagavad Gita has spoken 5,000 years. I am the first person. All other so-called scholars that dated within 2,000. There was a book, England Swords in India, written by one rascal Indian, M. Ghosh. In that book, that was taught in the schools nowadays. The theme of the book is that before British rule, India was not at all advanced. The incidence of Sati, that was very elaborately explained.
Sati Dharma,
yes. Formerly in Arjuna's stepmother, Madhuri, she also died. With her husband. That was his sister. The wife voluntarily used to die along with the husband.
Kandari. Kandari.
Yes.
Wife of Shiva.
Yes. So, later on, such devoted wife was lacking, so the sister must some cases they are forced. To that. So these things have been elaborately expressed in that book, and British has stopped it, so the Indians are uncivilized. British has made them see. Everything was misinterpreted.
They do not know the inner meaning.
No, the inner meaning is there, but they would not explain that. Simply the dark side, they would explain. And prove that the Indian civilization was very crude and primitive. It has no enlightenment. That was British propaganda. Even during national movement, they bribed one American woman and she wrote a book, Mother India. Do you know that? Mother India. She described all these blackmailing of Indian social activities. And Gandhi remarked that Drain Inspector's report. Drain Inspector's report.
Drain?
Drain, that's sewage water. Sewage water.
That's what she inspected.
Yeah. She is a drain inspector. Oh. And in reply to that, one Punjabi barrister He wrote one book, Uncle Sam. He pointed out all the black men of America. These things are going on. Those who are low class of men, they simply try to find out the faults. Guravachanti, Sajjana, and those who are enlightened, they will get the quality. Sajjana, Guravachanti, Guravachanti, Pamara. Guravachanti, Mudumichanti Bhavara. There are flies.
What is that flies?
There's Hachinas, a source, very sore in your body. And there are bumblebees. There's Hachinas, a very horny. Similarly, those who are rascals, they will find out, here is your fault. Here is your fault.
So this is a demoniac quality.
Yes. It is thanks to that. Try to assimilate the vast Indian culture with their help, administrative help to broadcast this culture. No. They want to exploit India and prove that our ruling over India, because they have to show something to the outside world.
Justify the exploitation.
Yes. They would not allow anyone to enter India to make trade. And that is the cause of two big world wars. The real cause is India. Because the Germans, they were very intelligent. They are a very intelligent nation. They wanted to trade with India. The British will not allow them. Actually, British are selling goods, purchasing from Germany and Japan. And when German would go to trade, they will enhance the custom duty. Very, very large amount. So that was the crash of the German nation. Two times they fought in, they finished this British church, soft people nation.
Yes.
Hitler or the Emperor Wilhelm, one of them, was calling the British church soft people nation.
Yes.
Shopkeepers nation.
Oh. Nation of shopkeepers.
Yes. Why this shopkeepers nation should predominate all over the world? Kill them.
That is the reason.
And actually, it is the German people who killed a British ass, British lion. After the second war,
British was finished.
Everyone in the United Nations pressed on them, why you are colonizing, why you are occupying so much land, give up. They were obliged. And there was great national movement of Gandhi. So all United Nations pressed. So they are wanting to avoid you, why you are by force staying there. They still will not go. But when the soldiers began to join the national movement, they gave them. And now we cannot rule. For their industry, for their political power, they did so many heinous activities in India. That's a great history. For selling their cotton goods, Indian weavers were cut with finger so that they cannot reach. This is there in history.
Independence movement of Africa, they took great inspiration from Gandhi's movement.
Yes.
So Gandhi did it, then they said, oh, now we can do it.
Gandhi started the movement from Africa. South Africa.
Yes.
Gandhi was attempted to be killed in South Africa.
Oh.
Caught in the street and the mob beaten him so severely, he would have died. One Englishman said him. He was attempted to be killed. After this incident, when Gandhi returned to India, he became leader automatically. And Dr. Kalidas Nand.
Kalita?
Dr. Kalidas Nand. Did you hear his name?
How is it?
No? Yes. He was our professor. So, he was explaining the different ages of archaeologists, anthropology.
This is in philosophy?
In philosophy? No, history.
Oh, history.
In my higher class, I had history. So he was teaching us history.
What is the center of Calcutta University, Srila Prabhupada? By the time when Srila Prabhupada was in the university? How was the...
Nice. Very nice students are coming out.
The moral standard was very good.
Oh, yes. We respected our professor like our father. The relationship between the student and the professor was very good. I had one Scottish professor, Dr. W.S. Arpuhart. He was my nice friend. As professor of philosophy, psychology. Later on, he became vice chancellor.
Calcutta,
yes. A very perfect gentleman, kind hearted. Sometimes he jokes with taking this, what is it called? Peanuts. So the professor was passing. So some of our friends remarked, Sir, chine badam khabe. Chine badam. So, he thought that professor did not know Bengali. So immediately he said, na, tumra khao. So he became very much ashamed. So all the professors from foreign countries, they were expected to learn Bengali language, local language. That was the system. All officers, big officers, educated, good money, good educationists, they were to learn the local language. They used to learn Bengali, especially in Calcutta. There was one professor, Mr. Scrimger. He was a professor of literature, English literature. So, while teaching on English literature, he was giving parallel passage from Bankim Chandra Chatterjee.
Yes.
Your Bankim Babu says like this, he used to say. That means he studied Bankim literature. Bankim Chandra Chatterjee was compared with Sir Walter Scott of English literary man, Sir Walter Scott. In those days, Charles Dickens, yes, and Sir Walter Scott were known two very great English literary men. After Shakespeare, yes, novelist. So the relationship was very nice. Where otherwise how the Britishers could rule? Unless there was obedience. And as soon as they saw, now the obedience is going on, the soldiers are leaving our camp and joining the national camp, immediately decided to leave peacefully. Otherwise, there will be some revolution. At that time, all good relations will go. Better separate the good relations. This was Attlee's policy. He convinced statesmen like Churchill, that you cannot rule over India anymore. Better separate in good relations.
Supplement in the Times, London Times. So they're describing about the relationship between British and India, in the early British period and after the British period. They talk only about very good points. Otherwise, they never say anything about all very good points.
That, when they describe, they must describe the good points only. But some of the British rulers are very, very unkind. The last was the Jallianwala Bagh massacre created by Lord Chelmsford. Then the British rule finished in 1917, and immediately Gandhi started non-cooperation movement. So after 30 years, the British has been obliged to be.
Yes, what is Tufts College in Calcutta?
Yeah, yeah, I was a student there.
Oh, so what is it? Tufts?
Yeah.
It's very popular among them.
Oh, yes. In Calcutta, there are two colleges. Presidency College and Scottish Status College. All respectable families, son will go there. Scottish Status College or Presidency College.
Oh, they started almost at the same time?
No, no, it is very old. Presidency College is government, and Scottish Status College by the Scottish Church Missionary. There was one priest, Duff, his name was Duff. He started in Srirampur, a small educational institute, Duff Institute. He was a sportsman. Later on, all the Scottish missionaries combined together, and they started the Scottish Chartist College.
Still now the schools are respected.
Still
now they have good names.
Oh yes.
In college and
yes. Okay. Now they are doing due to this snack-like movement. Subhash Bose was in our college.
Oh, Scottish?
He was first in the Presidency College. But on account of his national spirit, he was replicated from Presidency College. Then he came to our college.
There is a Subhash Bose Research Institute in Calcutta.
Subhash Bose?
Yeah. About the museum.
Oh, yeah.
In Hadra Road, it is in near, not far from
Mahajati.
Yes,
Mahajati Sadan.
Yes, Mahajati Sadan.
That is in central Calcutta.
So many foreign scholars from mostly from Japan and
I do not know much about it.
When I was in Calcutta, I used to go there, but regularly.
But I was studying German. Just to long live there for German classes conducted in that city.
This is the food for the feet?
Yes, great.
Horse dung?
A clam. Clam.
What is that clam?
Shellfish.
Oh. They are not flies.
Oh.
They are insects of the sand. They live within the sand. The scientists, you see, the living entities coming out of sand,
yes,
from matter.
Automatically, they
say. But why don't you create some sand? A fly like that? That's right, one. Take some grains of sand and create another fly. You cannot create even an ant. And still, they say, the life is coming out of matter. And in future, we shall create. In future, even what is your credit? It is already there. If your science is perfect, the life is coming out of matter. Now prove it by laboratory experiment. Take some sand and create some life.
Srila Prabhupada, without concluding these scientists, that without having the real knowledge of their investigation, because they are concluding that life started from matter, but there is no proof. So,
how they can say so? They accept that life started from life, then they will have to accept God. That's why by practical experience we see one life is produced by another life. The father, mother begets a child. Not that the child drops from the sky. The test you experiment also depends on the father and mother.
Yes.
So what is it? Where is the proof? In the test tube, we mix some chemicals and produce a child. Then Yeah, theory. Okay. You cannot see it even an ant, even a fly. And still you are claiming that you can manufacture human beings.
What they say manufacture means, they will take the seed.
That means that it's not original, it's from life. Seed is from the life. So where is your proof that matter produces life? Then you have to accept life produces. According to our Shastra, within the stamina of the father, the living body, living entity takes shelter. And it is injected to the mother's womb, and the two matters mixes, and the body forms. This is our Shastra. Not that the stamina discharged by the father, that is life. No. Within that stamina, the living entity takes shelter. And if it is put into favorable condition, then it develops. This is, we find in Srimad Bhagavatam. That putting of the living entity in a particular type of stamina depends on higher authorities. The higher authorities will judge what kind of body this living entity, after living this body, will get. So, by higher authority, it will be directed to enter into the stamina of such father. And it will be injected in the womb of the mother, then it will develop a particular type of body and come out and suffer or enjoy. This is the process.
If that stamina is misused or wasted, then that disrupts the plan of the authority.
Yes.
It's a serious matter.
And that's why I want, this contraceptive method is simple activity. About that contraceptive method, this is against the the plan of Supreme. It's like the government is making some plan, and if you spoil it, you are criminal. What is the time now?
20 or 30.
Huh?
20 minutes or 30.
So you have to come,
huh? Let's go to the first.
Okay.
So, dear statement that life started from matters can be disproved very easily.
Oh, yes. Any child can live. And that theory is also wrong, that lower type of animals were first created. No. All different varieties were, all of them exist.
So what is meant that in the Bhagavad Gita,
yeah,
one of the purposes.
Yeah.
What whatever is desired, the living entity had before the annihilation, that became the living entities in terms of different bodies, according to Jesus.
Right. He wanted a certain type of light, so nature gives him all the effects. He desires in a certain way means he is associating with the quality of nature in a method. And according to that association, he is getting a particular type of form. Mind is the creative force. Thinking, feeling, willing. These are the psychological functions. So first of all thinking, then it develops to work. And it is work to get a particular type of situation. Then you'll have to go under the religion process. This means if you are on the topmost character, somehow you fall down, then again you have to go step by step. The steps are always there. Not that the steps are created for you, no. The steps are already there. On account of hastiness and good manners.
Birds in the Prabhupada, like
Moya?
Moya, yes. They can be taught to say something.
Yes.
So if they are taught to say Hare Krishna,
oh, yes.
Then are this is good service?
Yes, it will service. By hearing Hare Krishna mantra, it will be elevated.
But the bird doesn't know that he's chanting there.
No, so he doesn't.
It's kind of Mahaprabhu, he could teach animals to chant in the bird.
Yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can do everything. He can deliver anyone without chanting. For him, there is no condition. This morning, I could not wash my face. So therefore, the cookies were distributed to the devotees. I have not washed my face.
Go back early and wash. Yeah. Just go back earlier and then wash and then take.
Yeah.
I'll go.